Did anyone in the county ever have trouble with that pain down here in the side?
Appendicitis?
What was that called then?
Well, they didn't know there was such a thing. I remember one of our neighbors, after I was married, I had two of my babies. Died from that. I know now that that was what was the matter with him. They just say he had cramps in his stomach. And it wasn't a thing in the world but appendicitis. That boy lived 9 days after he had that. And I know he had a perforated appendix.
Yeah, I lost an uncle. They were operating on him. They're right on the kitchen table. This was before I was born even.
Oh, my.
It was a long, long time.
No, not too long ago. You know, so old. But they didn't know how to diagnose things in those people. You hardly ever seen anyone that was really sick now. But you just hardly ever did.
Oh, what did you call it if you ate something and...
Carmarvis. I've heard that word.
I was thinking, does that mean if your stomach is just going around and around and around,
and so
you know,
sick.
If the food is going to stay down?
Yes, and usually it doesn't. And that's what Mother used to call it. Now I think they call it stomach flu. But it's one and the same thing. You've just eaten something that doesn't agree with you, and or eaten something that is not pure.
And did you ever have any other term for that? He's not feverish, he's just... Meaning it just your stomach, as I said. I'm thinking particularly whether you said sick at my stomach,
sick
to my stomach.
Are you sick at your stomach? I still use that expression. Are you sick at your stomach? And as a general thing, if we'd be feeling bad, if you weren't sick at your stomach, we wouldn't think it, unless you had high temperature. Mm-hmm. Well, you wouldn't think you was very sick. Mm-hmm. But if you had high temperature and sick at your stomach both, well, you knew you were sick.
Yeah, that did. What term did you use if you were sick at your stomach and you couldn't keep it down? Say you had to...
Well, usually we'd say throw up. To me, vomit is one of the most nauseating words that there is. I just rather hear almost anything. And at home, Mother would say, do you have to throw up? Well, and we still.
That's what I grew up with.
It just doesn't sound near as bad to me as the other.
Did your father ever spank any of the children?
He spanked me twice.
What did he say?
Usually he'd say, I'll paddle the stuffing right out of you. That was his, and he was always saying it. Now, young lady, you behave yourself or I'll paddle the stuffing right out of you. Mm-hmm. But we knew that he didn't anymore mean that he'd spank us than anything in the world. The time that he spanked me the first time, Mother had gone to Englewood. I don't know why she went and Dad stayed home, but he did. And she left the baby just big enough to crawl. And just as soon as Mother was out of sight, she wouldn't let Grace and I use the sewing machine because she's afraid we'd break it. And anything broken stayed broken.
Mm-hmm.
And but she wasn't out of sight until we was making dolls or was on the sewing machine. That's how well we minded Mother. And the porch was all about that high off the ground. The back part of the house sat right almost on the ground, but the porch was ground slope. Dad would, he didn't go down out away from the house. I think he knew pretty well that he'd have to keep an eye on Ralphie. As he called Ralph, and he'd come to the house two or three times, Ralph was just ready to topple off the porch. And he'd say, now you children, watch that baby. If you let him fall off that porch, I'm going to paddle you good.